Hello, this is 5 minutes of the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 328. 328. We're going for our golden scripture, 1 Corinthians 15, from verse 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you are saved." Then it says, "If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." Now we're supposed here to say what you've not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we've been looking at the death of Christ. We looked at the physical events. We're now on the revelatory events. And in looking at it by revelation, that is what was not seen in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, went to Isaiah 53. We are now in verse 5. And it says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed." You remember what we did in the previous episode, talking about we are is the present tense. And let's look at what New Living Translation says. It says, "But he was pierced," the same as Isaiah 3 verse 5. "But he was pierced for rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed." Oh, hallelujah. So in the previous episode, I gave you an example of the same scripture in 1 Peter 2:24. But before we go in depth into that, I want us to look at the word stripes. You know, because what we're doing here is not a figment of a person's imagination. We're looking at the words in the original forms, and we are examining all aspects. So that is why I want us to look at the word stripes. And with the stripes there, when you look at the stripes, in the margin, when they write the stripes, they write bruise. And that word used there in the Hebrew is, I'm not a Hebrew speaker, so forgive me, cha, bura. We're speaking Hebrew here. Cha, bura, or chabura. And it means stripe. Listen to the things. You see, when the word comes, it has a collection of other words that help you understand the word. So you don't have to throw it away. You have to look at it. And that's what we're doing. It means stripe. It means wheal. W-E-A-L. It means bruise. And this bruise is the mark or print of blows on the skin. What I say, the mark or print of blows on the skin. That is what they call beating you blue. Beating you blue. Of course, if your skin is light, then you can see the blue appearance of that blue. But when you are dark skinned, it would appear as dark, isn't it? Blacker, darker than your skin. And then you can see that there's a mark there. The person is hurt. Is under the skin. The blood didn't come out, but it's under the skin. Sometimes it's even more painful than when the blood comes out. Okay, I remember when I was going to have my first baby, and then the nurse was saying, "Listen, this baby must so that doesn't turn blue." And I was wondering, what is the meaning of turn blue? I think I didn't read a lot about babies not growing. It said that it means that when the baby lacks air, it will turn blue, and that is death. So we want to look at this stripe.
And it occurs in several places. We will pick the places and look at it. The first place the stripe occurs is Exodus 21:25. Exodus 21:25. We're taking our time. We're not rushing anywhere. So I might just take one, we read it, and that is all. And the next, and the next. So stripe, the same word we're talking about here, has been interpreted as stripe in Exodus 21:24. But let me not just read Exodus, just the 24, because sometimes when you read the 24, you might not get it. But so let me add the 25 to it. It says, Exodus 21:24 and 25. It says, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. We're saying that word chabura. You will find it in Exodus 21:25. And what's it saying? Stripe for stripe. This was when Moses was given the law, and was saying that whatever you do to one will be done to you. You go for somebody's eye, your eye will be pulled out. If you go for somebody's tooth, pull up, your tooth will be pulled out. If you bruise somebody, you'll be bruised too. If you burn somebody, you'll be burned. And so, but if you wound somebody, you also be wounded. If you stripe somebody, you also be striped. So that is where the word chabura appears, as stripe here. So when you stripe somebody, you also be striped. Of course, by this time, in the New Testament, in the New Covenant, you know that this rule doesn't apply again. Jesus came and said, forgive. That's what he brought. Forgiveness. So you don't say that, oh, you know, Professor Olivia was saying that we could also give an eye for an eye. No. So I'm just explaining the word stripe here. So when we see in Isaiah 53, that word stripe is what? Hebrew chabura. And it appears in what? Exodus 21:25. You're so blessed. Bye.